Hello everyone, I hope you all are well and in the vacation spirit because we are at the end of the year and for most of us this is the time to take a break. So today's topic is something which I've been thinking about lately a lot, and this is something which I've learned gradually, and it has shaped a lot of things about my professional and personal growth. So a term that I most often come across these days on all those self-help webinars and career development workshops is social capital. So when you look at it, the idea of having a social capital is basically your ability to make human connections and how long you've been associated with the human sense of sharing and connection, right? So the idea looks pretty simple. That is the networks of relationship that you have with other people, which can include your friends, family, colleagues, mentors, and other people you might come across through different social settings. But through these connections, you can actually access resources like support and advice from each other, which can be invaluable in the long run. So I thought of talking about it here because it took me a while to realize the importance of having a social capital, because I remember in the early days of my career, I would just avoid any chance of professional networking. And this habit was something that remained a barrier to my growth for quite some time. Now, all of this seems very simple and straightforward. And everybody's talking about it because we know that people with a lot of social capital and networking skills can get better jobs. They are more likely to find a partner because they are more approachable, right? And they might have more friends and maybe even have a better reputation, which leads them to better opportunities, of course. But we also have to be mindful that all of us have different preferences and ways when it comes to networking. And I understand, and it makes sense that for extroverts, this process might be a lot easier. But for those who have a bit of an introverted nature, they might struggle with reaching out to people, seeking help, or simply just network professionally. For example, one-on-one networking was an absolute nightmare for me, which I have overcome now, thankfully. And the online communities were actually a huge help for me to do that, especially the Facebook communities. So this is how I did it. Basically, I would join the relevant communities and would engage in conversation with members. I was able to make some really good connections with people who could offer support and advice over there. Now, through these conversations, I was also able to gain insight from different perspectives that actually helped me develop better solutions to the problems that I was facing at that time, and even if I do them right now. So additionally, those communities and those people enabled me to create the relationship with potential employers who were looking for candidates with specific skills or experience that they found valuable. And the communities were a huge help in developing my freelance career, because I found some of the really good projects over there in the early days of my freelance career. So overall, this actually led me to craft an impressive professional profile that stood out from maybe other people. So by participating in online forums and groups that were related to my field of interest, like copywriting, content marketing, digital media, virtual assistants, through all of it, I was able to network with people all over the world who offered me some really unique perspectives on topics that were related to my profession. For example, I came across Haro and Databox PR outreach through those communities. I came across some of the productivity tools that those people were using, and I adopted what they were doing, and you know, and it worked well for me as well. So this actually helped me to stay up to date with the latest industry trends and gave me an edge when applying for other opportunities. And surprisingly, through those communities, I was able to come across some like-minded people who were at the same stage of their professional journeys as I was. And luckily, I still reach out to some of them for guidance. So basically, building up this network of relationships through those online communities like Facebook groups has been incredibly beneficial for my growth. And the truth is, it's because being able to interact with other people and navigate in human-focused situation is one of the best ways to grow your professional skill sets as well. And if you're not really comfortable with frequent one-on-one networking, you can always begin with online communities like I did. And it helped me open myself up to a lot of new people with different backgrounds, skill sets, and opinions, of course. So the point is that being approachable and helpful to others, not being self-centered, treating others with the same sort of respect and dignity that you would expect from them, and knowing how your actions affect others, including how they affect yourself, and having a basic understanding of networking principles, all of this matters a lot if you're looking for a sustainable personal and professional growth. And I hope that you're able to crack this code of collecting the right social capital for yourself. If you're not doing this today, so just get on with it as much as you can. And if you have anything to add to this, then feel free to drop a comment here or write to me as well. And I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, take care.